Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Previously on Transmissions from Colony One.
Your HCG levels are at 28, and this pregnancy test is reading positive.
Oh,
why have you been feeling ill?
Oh,
that's
no.
Morning sickness, Abby. You're pregnant.
Jennifer, Orlando, it's my unfortunate task to let you know that the rescue mission has been called off.
I gave the order earlier tonight that we would not be launching a rescue mission. You began organizing one anyway. You knowingly disobeyed a direct order from your commander. That is reprehensible and mutinous, and will not be tolerated.
Lieutenant, make your way over to the greenhouse. On my command, I want you to sever all power and pressure to the facility.
What? He's going to kill us! He's going to kill us!
Sam said it himself. He can talk. Nothing's going to happen.
You're damn right. We're going to put a stop to them before they even have a chance to act.
We need to get on their good side, try to make peace. Vasily, look at me. I want to hear you honestly tell me that when the time comes to do what is necessary, I can count on you.
What do you think of Vasily?
He'll follow your command, sir. If not, then he should be treated the same as the others.
I hate to say it, but I think I'm starting to agree with you. While you're gone, I'm going to talk to the rest of the crew. Test the waters. Try to regain trust and quell this oncoming mutiny diplomatically. If that fails, expect me to call for an update from you, Paul, and Alina. Anzu is the signal.
Anzu, got it.
If you hear Anzu, then you need to make damn sure it looks like an accident.
Morning, everyone. Paul and Alina, I've got an EVA mission for you. You're going with Connor and Rover 9 at 10:30 hours with an empty supply capsule. You'll go out to the wreckage of the Wasp to locate and salvage any supplies that weren't destroyed.
Huh.
Would you like me to go along?
No, Sam, we need you here to assist with Nada in the greenhouse.
Ha! Jesus.
Yes, sir?
Once you're finished eating, meet with Connor. He's already in the command center charting a course. Walter and David are already outside prepping the capsule.
For the good of the colony.
Do you two acknowledge the order?
Yes, we acknowledge. 10:30 hours in the command center. We'll be there.
Vasily, head over to the geology lab and grab some excavation tools for their EVA. Vasily?
Yes, sir.
Good. Let's have a good day, people.
Salvage run to the Wasp, huh?
Don't do anything stupid out there.
Unless provoked. Got it.
I'm serious, Alina. Everyone's on edge, and the last thing we need is another shitstorm. Just do the job and come back.
Yeah.
Alina?
Yes. Head out there, do the job, come back. Alina?
Yes. Nothing stupid. Scout's honor.
You should know by now I'm not a violent man, Chloe.
But I was a battlefield surgeon in Uganda. I can handle a load of patients at once. But I'd rather not if it can be avoided. This isn't Uganda. And this can be avoided.
No, it can't, Chloe. We can't come back from this. He cannot keep...
Do your job. Follow your orders and never question them. It's hard work living under him, but you're still alive, aren't you? Why can't you be content with that?
Why be complacent with what's going on?
Vasily, good morning. What can I get for you?
Something for this headache I've got, thank you. Ibuprofen, please.
Just a sec.
Missed you at the funeral yesterday, Vasily.
Yeah, I was busy.
Oh, of course you were. I'm sure they're still out there, slowly dying in the mountains.
I'm sorry, Pete.
Oh, that solves it.
How much do you want, Vasily?
2,000 milligrams.
That much?
It's a bad headache.
Here you go, Vasily.
Thanks, Chloe.
Damnedest thing, the conscience, isn't it, Vasily? Duty versus morality? What you should do versus obeying the whim of a monster?
Pete?
You're probably right, Pete. I had a woman years ago, Oksana Napine. Before returning to Smolensk to join Spetsnaz, I attended BSUIR. I studied radio engineering and electronics. After moving to Minsk, I met her. It lasted less than a year, but it was great. Within the first week of knowing Oksana, I knew. She was everything to me. Everything that I wanted. Maybe to a fault. My courses suffered, and eventually I failed out of university. Nowhere to go, nowhere to stay. Oksana, rightly, cut things off between us. She told me she wouldn't be with somebody who didn't take himself seriously. So I moved back to Smolensk, became an intelligence officer for Spetsnaz. That was that. Later I found she remained in Minsk as a telecommunications engineer for MECDI. I met up with her again, wanting to prove to her that I'd finally grown up. I was ready for her. I was ready to fix what I'd wrecked. Be with her. But she'd moved on. She married a man. Taras. That's his name.
Sorry to hear that, Vasily.
Yeah, tragic.
You know the feeling where, on the surface, things seem all right, but you can still sense something is out of place? A facade masking something deep and painful? I met this man she was with, this Taras. Even without proof, I knew he mistreated her. I could see it in her eyes. I could hear it in the soft tremble in her speech. I could sense it in the way she carried herself. I knew. I met her for coffee one morning and asked her directly, "What can I do, Oksana? What to do? How can I help you? I can do it. How do I fix this?" She acted very subdued, very anxious, like a beat dog. She told me she never wanted to see me again. She told me in the most terrified voice I have ever heard that nothing was wrong, that Taras treats her very well, that nothing needed helping. I let her tell her lies, and she had no excuse for the black eye she covered with her sunglasses, nor the scrapes on her neck and the bruises on her arms. When I asked about them, Oksana became very defensive. She told me to forget about it. She said our time had passed. She made her decision, and she was obligated. She asked me to respect her privacy. She asked me to obey her wishes, to never see her again.
That sounds awful.
So then what?
I obeyed her wishes. I respected her privacy. I let her have her space, and I never saw her again. Only her grave.
Oh my, I'm so sorry.
You killed her?
No, no. She died from slipping on the rug and tumbling down a flight of stairs. That is what the report said.
Why didn't you stop him before?
Because I obeyed her. I would have done anything for Oksana. And when she told me to stay away, I obeyed. I obeyed. Like I said, she was everything to me. To a fault. I obeyed instead of intervening. And Taras... After that, I served in Spetsnaz during Iran. And I did many things that I will never share with anyone. But I did such things because I obey commands. Many things haunt me today because of saying yes.
Spineless.
Pete.
You're right. Spineless. I defected to the United States. I joined Mekti. I tried to escape from all the harm that I'd caused. And here I am, yet again, obeying.
Vasily, what's gonna happen? Why did you come in here saying this? You know something.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Obey your orders. Do your duty. Everything will be fine. Thanks for the meds, Chloe.
No problem.
Something's up.
Don't do anything stupid, Pete, please.
I won't, alright? I'll obey, just like Vasily did.
Rover 9 to Colony 1, starting our approach to the Wasp. We'll radio back when we arrive. Over.
Copy. Colony 1 out.
All right. Look at us, huh? Three of us on a mission together, just like old times.
You're right. When Orlando and Jennifer were with us.
What exactly are we expected to retrieve out there?
Anything and everything we can fit inside the empty capsule.
Is this really necessary?
Yes, Alina. There aren't any more supply drops, so we need to make sure we salvage everything.
Does that include the capsules that Orlando and Jennifer died for?
Yes. Eventually, someone will have to go out there and retrieve those capsules.
Can Master Rover 1 be fixed?
Tim's gonna have Pete work on it later today. It should be working in no time.
Wouldn't have needed fixing.
Alina?
Everything's gonna be all right. I feel good about the future.
Yeah.
Five more, David. Come on, you're almost there. You can do this. Four. Come on, you got it. Shit. Okay, that's good, David. Brackets.
I only had four left. Oh,
just doing my usual daily workout. How are you feeling today, Abby? Abby?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
How are you feeling? Still feeling under the weather?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
What are your orders, sir?
No orders, Nicole. Look, Orlando and Jennifer, I'm mourning for them too.
You are, huh?
Yes, David, I am. I've known them for years. They were great people. Their loss has saddened me more than you can understand. But if we'd sent out a rescue party, then even fewer of us would be here. You three have been with me since the beginning. I always make my decisions with the best of intentions.
Yeah, I bet. Threatening to destroy the greenhouse was made with the best of intentions. Firing the thrusters on the abort capsule with Luke inside when you guys were landing, that was done with the best of intentions too, huh? Right?
I have stated time and time again that was an accident. Accidents happen.
He's right, David. I was the engine systems specialist. I knew the ins and outs of that capsule. Things like that just happen. That capsule had been tested time and time again. I even checked it twice during the transit over here. As the expert who cleared it for us, I can tell you these things just happen.
They do. What do you want me to say?
Hey, Abby. Got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Look, I'm not going to say that it's been a picnic these past months, but look at what we have here.
Oh, and to think, all we had to do was let our friends die. It's genius.
Yes, so simple.
The best thing to do now, the best way to move forward, is to put the past where it belongs, in the past. We need to start looking towards the future now.
We are looking to the future, Commander.
You implying something, David?
Read into it any way you like, Tim.
Come on, David. We have loading bay duty in a couple hours with Luke and Sam.
Be safe out there, you two.
Of course. Would hate to see another accident.
Accidents will happen, Nicole, and that's an order.
David and Nicole.
Look, enough's enough. It's been, what, 8, 9 days now? At least?
I don't know what to tell you, Walter. I was hoping this would pass, too.
Alina has no idea what you're talking about. Chloe seemed to say there might have been contaminated rations that were overlooked, but why are you still getting sick?
I don't want to talk about this right now, Walter. I'm hoping whatever it is, it passes soon. It seems to be manageable, at least.
But you're still finding people to fill in for you on EVAs. Why?
Because a precaution, Walter. Might not be anything, I don't know, but I want to play it safe.
You're being so vague about this. I don't understand at all. I've known you a long time, Abby. I would like to think that we know each other inside and out. I would like to think I know you well enough to know when you're hiding something from me. Why are you hiding something from me? This isn't you.
I'm going through something that I don't fully understand how to handle, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to handle it.
What are you going through?
I'm sorry, Walter. I don't understand this either. It isn't fair for me to be putting you through this. I need to go to the meteorology lab and monitor the storms coming out of Elysium.
So this is how you're leaving things? Talk to me, Abby.
I will, Walter. For right now, I need some space. I need some time to think about things. Everything around us is unraveling so fast, and I need some time alone for a little bit.
What?
I just need a breather. I'll see you in a few hours.
What the fuck is going on?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Watch out for that opening right there.
I see it.
You seriously think we're going to retrieve anything from here?
There must be something to salvage, Alina.
The ship's been completely torn in half.
How no one died here when this thing blew is beyond me.
That was when Sam was in charge, so...
Should we let them know we've arrived?
Yeah, might as well.
Oh, nice to stretch the legs out.
Ugh, my piss reservoir has been sitting in there for almost an hour.
Colony 1, this is Rover 9. Colony 1, Rover 9. Come in.
Look at that. Halfway up. Just dangling there.
One of the primary thrusters, looks like. Maybe. So much destruction.
We're gonna have to go through it compartment by compartment until we've scanned everything.
Rover 9, go for Colony 1.
This is Connor, sir. We've arrived at the Wasp. Or what's left of it, at least. Sir, the Wasp has been completely split in two. One half of it is still standing, the other side has collapsed. There's debris scattered all over the place. We're parking right now so we can get to work. Any additional orders, sir?
Walk lightly. The lava's cooled, but who knows of the stability around here.
Sounds good, Lieutenant. Carry on with your mission as directed. Colony 1 out.
Okay, guys, let's get to it. Alina, you get to the side of the ship that's still standing. Paul, you get the half that's collapsed.
Got it.
I'll open up the capsule and I'll start examining this debris to see if there's anything of value.
Well, good to know losing a finger hasn't diminished your table tennis skills.
I could kick your ass with one hand and a blindfold, Luke. Let's be honest with each other.
Has any progress been made?
Progress on what?
You know what I'm talking about.
I thought you didn't want to get involved, Luke.
I'd rather not see any more violence. But I've endured a lot to get here. To be with you. I love you, Kaya. If you are involved, then so am I.
That's touching, Luke. But if you are going to be a part of this, it cannot be because I am choosing this path. You need to want it.
I do want it. But if we follow this path, it will get ugly, Kaya. There's no way that this goes down clean and easy. You are worth more to me alive.
You mean more alive to me too. Exactly why something needs to be done. And I still cannot wrap my head around why you don't accept the fact that that sick fuck tried to murder you back when you landed. You still deny that.
What happened? Happened. I don't like it any more than you do. But we can't do anything about it.
Yeah, we can do something about it. We are going to do something about it. If you don't want to be a part of it, Luke, I understand. I really do. But what's unfolding? I can't accept this. If we do, we're dead. Simple as that.
Hello, Walter.
Hey, guys. Continue with whatever you were talking about. I don't give a shit. Stupid!
Walter?
Walter?
What? What's the matter? What do you want?
Easy, Walter. Simply seeing if you're okay.
Yeah! I'm fucking wonderful, Luke. The mission's going to shit. Two old friends of mine are dead. The rest of us will fall suit before long, and this woman still won't tell me shit. Oh! Wonderful! Good afternoon, Commander Conrad.
Commander?
I didn't know anyone actually used the rec room here.
The hell you want?
I was hoping to come by and chat with my crew. To try to smooth things over.
You think, after all the shit you've caused, you can just talk it out?
Kaya.
I'm trying. Kaya.
You goddamn ponce.
A what?
You've completely lost the plot, Tim. Yet you keep on like it's just another bright, sunny day.
Kaya?
Kaya? Knock it off.
You know what you should try to do, Commander? Try going outside without a suit on. For the good of the colony.
Kaya, stop.
Kaya, I'd listen to Luke if I were you.
Fuck you, Tim. I want to be there to see you die. I will be there. It's going to happen soon.
Kaya.
Stand down.
Nah. Piss it.
Kaya, what are you...
You motherfucker! Fucking die, Kaya. You stupid motherfucker! You deserve to die!
Get.
Don't you touch her!
Stand down, Luke! You pathetic little cur. And you, why don't you go into your observatory and waste our time playing with your fucking telescope?
Get out of here!
Tim?
Please leave.
Now. I was trying to...
Get out! I'm fine, Luke. I'm fine. This is the future if we do nothing, Luke. This is the future!
As long as the storm continues the path it's on, I guess we'll still be fine.
Yeah. Some good news for a change.
Going to the mess hall for some lunch. Join me?
Yeah, I'm gonna finish up here real quick. I'll meet you there.
Sounds good. See you in a bit. Commander Conrad?
Nada. Good afternoon.
What is going on?
I'm losing it.
Okay. Come on, Commander. Let's get you to your feet. Looks like you were right. The storm Jennifer warned us about, it changed course. It's moving south.
I've lost it, Nada. How did things get this way?
That is the question, isn't it?
I've tried, Nada. I've tried. But every time I try...
Tim, get on your feet.
Thank you, Nada. Thank you.
I didn't do anything. Commander?
Nada, you're one of the good ones. No matter what happens, you carry on. No questions, no doubts. You see the job at hand and you do it. You're strong, Nada. You're precious. You're valuable.
Thank you, Commander.
You remind me of my wife, Lisa. You're strong. You follow. You respect me.
Excuse me?
I haven't lost you yet, Nada.
What the hell are you... Get off me! The fuck is the matter with you?
Let me have you, Nada. I haven't lost you yet. Be with me, Nada. You slapped me.
You stay away from me.
You slapped me.
You piss on the memory of my husband, who is 10 times the man you are. You send 2 of my friends, some of the last remaining friends I have, to their deaths. You threatened to destroy the greenhouse, which would kill all of us.
I wasn't really going to.
And you tried to force yourself on me, thinking I respect you?
Yes, that's the gist of it.
I see. You are despicable.
You spit in my face?
I knew Lisa well, and I know she would be disgusted to see what you are. I'm glad she's dead, Tim. She was spared seeing this demon you have become.
You don't talk about my Lisa. You do not.
I hope you die soon. That is my dying wish, to hear your last breath. Lisa's lucky she's dead.
You mention my wife one more time and you're done, bitch.
Do it. Kill me. She's watching.
Huh? Who's watching?
Lisa. She's watching.
She's what you do this. Strictly, Tib. Make your wife proud. Do it. Honor her memory.
You motherfucking cunt.
Do it.
Tim?
Huh?
Hey. Hey!
Abby, what are you doing here? Get out of here.
What have you done?
Aren't you supposed
what
to be...
What is the matter with you? Sam, this is Abby. Meet me in the medical bay. Tim's attacked Nada. I'll be there soon.
What are you doing?
Me? What am I doing?
Good grief, Tim. Are you okay?
Water. Water.
The hell is the matter with you, Tim? Why are you doing all this to us?
I was trying to be civil with you. I tried to be fair.
The time for that has passed. Come on, let's get you to Chloe.
Abby, go back to your post. I'm the command.
That means nothing anymore, Tim. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Colony 1 to Rover 9. Colony 1 to Rover 9, status report.
Rover 9 to Colony
Vasily?
1. Connor,
just a second.
Been able to retrieve several oxygen tanks since tacked and full. Paul's been gathering several tools from what's left in the loading bay here. I've loaded up what spacesuit materials I could find that were still in good condition. It's slow going, but we're finding a lot out here. We may need to set up a THU and continue in the morning. I don't see us finishing in one day.
Very well, Connor. I assume you have enough materials packed for an overnight stay. On to proceed, Lieutenant. Over.
What?
At your command, sir. Rover 9 out.
Sorry, Vasily. As you were saying? What is it, Vasily?
Sorry, Commander. Pete finished repairs to Master Rover 1 and is working on the wiring electrical to Loading Bay A's framing.
Good, Vasily. What are you up to now?
Going to the command center to go over objectives for my EVA tonight.
Good, good. Very well. I may join you.
As you wish, sir.
Stay on to proceed, Lieutenant. Over.
At your command, sir. Rover 9 out.
I'm going to see if I can fit through that lava tunnel and get to the rover supply.
Sounds good. I'm going to climb up and inspect all the crew quarters that are still intact.
This shovel's handle is a little, bent, Alina.
Yeah, but I tested it. It still digs. There are dents on the face of it, too, but it'll work.
Indeed it will.
Connor?
Sorry, Alina, but you leave us no choice.
Connor!
What the fuck?
Alina! Connor, no!
Paul?
Connor, no, no, no!
For the good of the colony.
No, 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 no!
Now your helmet.
Alina! Alina!
Don't worry, Paul. The law will be over quick. One down, one to go.
Run!
Alina!
There is a mutiny coming, Paul, and you're involved in it.
Oh, shit.
Commander Conrad and I will not allow that.
You fucking killed her.
You and your accomplices, Paul, must pay for treachery. This is the only way we're going to survive. You must understand.
Fucking killed her!
She killed herself by spreading dissent, by not respecting command and showing toxic disregard for authority.
Fuck! Connor, stop! Stop this! There won't be a damn... mutiny, that's all in your head. You guys have lost your minds. Stop this.
You're right, Paul. There won't be a mutiny. Not anymore.
Connor, get your hands off the ladder.
I'll let go when you let go, Paul.
Shit!
Ah, there we go.
Oh, fuck.
Huh. I wonder. Must say, I didn't figure it would be this easy to kill again. After all the shit Tim and I saw during our special ops tour in the CAR in Sudan, didn't think coming back to this mindset would be easy. I guess I was wrong, though. Just like old times.
Don't do this. You don't have to do this.
Of course I do, Paul. For the good of the colony, of course I do. Well, shit, you seem to have fallen right under this dangling thruster engine. Dumb luck, huh, Paul?
Connor, don't do this!
Sorry, buddy, but this is the price we pay for treason. It's the way it is. Farewell.
Connor!
Just like old times.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.